the up and running morning show Lazarus by David Bowie from Black Star. And I just read you some good news about two species that were extinct 6,000 years ago and found in New Guinea. Kind of amazing. Joining us on the Up and Running morning show for our Thursday segment called On the Block is my new friend, Chris Bowman, and he is from CHBO Drums. They're in New Paltz, and basically it's a mecca for drummers. You have just about everything a drummer would ever need in your store. Explain.
Rick, thank you for having me. Yeah, no, this is great. This is really fabulous. I've listened to you for years. And
thanks.
I think we know a lot of the same characters around the block, as you would say.
Yeah.
The drum shop, I opened it about 14 years ago in New Paltz. I'm in my second location there. And it's fun, and that's the way I created it. It's mostly, or we can say it's acoustic instruments, acoustic drums and percussion. And I try to get stuff from, you know, different cultures, this and that and everything. You had mentioned, you know, do you have tabla? Sure, I have tabla. And djembes. And
do you have that gourd with the beads on it? That,
oh, yeah, like a big shakeray kind of a thing. Sure.
You have them.
Oh, yeah.
They're always funny to have laying around because people look at them, they pick them up, and they never really know how to use them.
Right, yeah.
Which is kind of funny, like a rain stick.
There you go. Dig that. Yeah. Got rain sticks also.
Nice. Now, you are at 1 South Oakwood Terrace in New Paltz. How far is that from Main Street?
Okay, if you're coming up the thruway or going down the thruway, you get off and you make a left, go down Main Street about, I don't know, quarter of a mile, maybe three stoplights, and I'm on the left behind the gas station. You can't miss me.
All right. And that's CHBO Drums. What is the number one bestseller in the store, Chris?
Oh, wow. That's a good question. Well, there's what I specialize in is 50s, 60s, and 70s American-made drums.
Really?
Before a lot of this stuff went overseas. Everybody makes great stuff now. Don't get me wrong, everybody. But I do a lot of the vintage stuff. And as far as sales, it's interesting because it's sometimes you think of it as the corner deli where you go to get your milk and bread. Well, you come to me to get your drum heads and your drumsticks. Because that's what you're blowing through, right? And, you know, it's really, you can't really put your finger on it where different times of the year, different stuff seems to fly out the door. It could be drum sets, and then 2 months later it's cymbals, and the next thing, everybody wants a cajon or a djembe, you know, because the weather gets better and they can go
outside,
out in the park and get their groove on.
Do you participate in drum circles ever?
And it's interesting you bring that up. I'm sponsoring one that's coming up for the month of April. Teach it out of the shop. If you give us a shout, I have a limited amount of spaces right now. It's actually more of a teaching thing. I run it. We have an incredible amount of fun. There are no rules other than you be nice when you come in. And I've done this before where people that have never touched a drum before, and it is amazing when you give them a license to do whatever they want to do.
That's pretty funny. Whether you pick up a shaker or, you know, a tambourine or you play a djembe, you're part of the song which I always love. And I always, not always, but I go to the one in Woodstock, and I'm you've been there.
Oh, yeah.
And it always amazes me, and I'll bring people from out of town, and we'll eat somewhere, and we'll hang out at the drum circle for a while, and everybody's always into it and dancing around in a funny freeform way, just like the drummers are drumming. But the biggest response is, do they know any other songs?
Right, right. Well, it's an interesting concept, because what I do is try to teach people a little bit of the technique of how to play these certain instruments. Mm. You know, we don't get into trigonometry or anything. I make it easy and fun, and to me, it's a whole social thing. It's a community. It's like, you know, people come in, they've never met each other before, and I connect them as partners, let's say, and before you know it, everybody's got a groove on, and then everybody gets their place to improvise.
Mm.
And that you brought that up, if I send a talking drum or a shaker or whatever around, everybody has a different vocabulary, and it always surprises me, and that's what makes it so magic.
Wow, that's really interesting. So whether you're a pro drummer or a beginner, you'll be able to pull out the magic in them to add to the experience, which is super cool. That's what a teacher does. Do you ever get taught yourself?
Oh, yeah. No, every time, you know, I think you have to be open to that in everything.
Mm.
And mostly in there, the things where I was schooled to a certain point. I went to university and all that, and I toured for years, but originally I was self-taught. You know, you just listen to vinyl and you sit down and you listen to vinyl and you play along and you make your mistakes and hopefully you get better. And then when you get a teacher, they check you and put you in your place, and you hate them for a day, and then you realize years later that was the best lesson you ever got. And so to me, like when you come in my shop, there, I guess what it is, you can't make a mistake.
Mm.
That's what I try to tell people.
Wow.
Don't be intimidated by anything. Just go in there and just feel what you feel, and here's a vehicle to do it with.
Mm. That sounds inviting, enticing, and super cool. We're with Chris Bowman from CHBO Drums in New Paltz on Oakwood Terrace, South Oakwood Terrace in New Paltz. And, well, we're going to take a little break, and then we're going to come back and chat more with Chris Bowman. So stay where you are. Enjoy On the Block, where we get to know our neighbors a little bit better. Thanks for listening to KZE.
Hi again. This is Dr.
.com.
Hi, this is Emma from the Past Berkshires, and you're listening to 98.1 KZE.
This is On the Block, 98.1 KZE. I'm Rick, your host. Joining us for On the Block is Chris Bowman of CHBO Drums in New Paltz. You can visit chbodrums.com and see the pictures and see everything and see Chris as well. And how often do you give lessons?
Well, I have an instructor, my man Sal, who is just wonderful. He came to me when he was out of high school. Mm. I got him, helped get him through auditions to go to SUNY New Paltz. Now it's been, 14 years later. Wow. And he's my main man.
Wow. That's cool.
So he teaches all week, you know. So if anybody is interested in lessons, we do all sizes. We have one little boy that's 3 years old.
Really?
Get your head around that.
Does he keep a beat?
He's incredible.
Okay.
And he keeps his focus.
Wow.
Which is pretty amazing.
Super cool. Now, Chris Bowman, you yourself are a musician. You record. You're a lover of Ornette Coleman. And you have an album that came out a little while back called Wire and Bone.
Correct.
How long have you been recording?
Oh, gosh. Since I was in high school. I grew up in North Carolina.
There's a picture of you on the website, and you have a full head of hair. I mean, like a huge head of hair, which was happening back then, but it's a little different now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But that's what happens as we become vintage. Yeah.
Yeah.
So tell me who you recorded with on this album.
Okay, quickly, this is George Garzon on tenor, I met when I was at Berkeley in Boston in the late 70s, and we've played together ever since. Dave Bryant, my best buddy on keyboards that worked with Ornette Coleman through the 90s, and Jamaluddin Dacuma, who worked with Ornette for years and years and years. And all of us have been playing together, God, almost 40 years now.
Tell the folks why Ornette Coleman is such an important figure.
Oh, man, that's a hard one.
Yeah. Well, why do you like him so much?
He came up with the harmonic theory, which is harmony and melody. And it just changed a lot of stuff. It's very, if you've never heard it and you're brave enough to go there, it's very experimental, but it's totally legit.
Yeah.
And it's almost people think when they hear his music, they think that on the surface, everybody's soloing at the same time. You have to know your craft. You have to have your chops. You have to, you know, it's just not a bunch of people making noise. It is a very studied art form. What's my word I'm trying to think of? It's like total freedom.
Well, with that form of music and you're playing with a group, how do you know when to start and stop, or where are you going to go in which direction?
Well, there's usually, it's what Ornette would teach us. It's like in a jazz format, when they say you're improvising, you usually have a chord structure.
Right.
Okay, AABA form, let's say. With what we do is what he would say, you're not improvising, you're composing in the moment. So you're creating this as it goes. The first time we sat down to play, he didn't say what key are we in. He would say, what is the space what is the interval between the first note and the second note?
How long of a time?
Well, yes, or if it's a major third or a minor third or an octave, you know.
Huh.
And that's all he would ask.
Huh.
And there's a lot to it, and there's stuff that he shared with us many years ago that I'm still trying to get my head around, which makes it even more fun.
Well, I'm going to give everyone a little taste of Chris Bowman, Dave Bryant, and friends. This is off the album Wire and Bone. Perseus Tonight is the title of the song. Enjoy it. It's KZE on the block. Good morning. That is Wire and Bone. Dave Bryant and Chris Bowman and a whole bunch of other very talented folks. Some really cool music, and that is, how do you describe that in three words or less, Chris?
Harmonics.
Okay.
There you go. There you go.
Harmony, melody, combined.
Yes, yes.
Well, that wasn't too, like, way out. That was cool.
Yeah, I wanted to warm you up.
All right, thanks.
Yeah. I don't want to knock you out of the box first one.
Well, Chris, it's 2026. We're almost a fourth of the way through. What do you have planned for this year? Any good things coming up? Any gigs at the Falcon? Anything happening soon?
Well, I'll share this one. We actually just had a couple really good gigs with some of these characters that we just listened to. We were at Ask in Kingston, is a wonder. I want to shout out to Ask. I had my first solo art show there, and we had a really killer concert.
How cool.
And then this past Sunday at the Falcon, Lee invited me over. I have a solo art show there that's going to be up for, I think, the next 2 months.
And,
we did a concert there this past Sunday, and it was pretty nuts, gang. We had a really big time, and I, you know, just always want to shout out to the Falcon family for what they give this community.
We appreciate that. And Chris Bowman, what do you enjoy doing for fun when you're not drumming or playing or teaching?
Painting. Yeah,
right.
Man.
Now, what kind of art do you make? Is it landscapes? Is it abstract?
No, Rick, I don't paint leaves. I let other people that know what they're doing paint leaves.
Oh.
We are in that region. I spent the 80s downtown in New York and Tribeca and Soho, and I'm not trained at all. I just go for it. And so my stuff's pretty abstract, put it mildly. And it's kind of, and people have said it's kind of like the music that we play. It's, which I never really put that together. Huh. But when I look at it, I'll buy that.
Okay. And I've been told also that when you go to CHBO Drums in New Paltz, there's a KZE sticker on the door.
Bam. Right when you grab the handle. Yeah.
Well, we appreciate that. We appreciate you being here and hanging out with us on the block. Could probably talk to you forever, but I'm not allowed to. And we can carry on off air. But love to have you back sometime in the future. And all the best with CHBO Drums. And give the address again and the website.
Okay, it's Chabot Drums. It's 1 South Oakwood Terrace, which is right in the middle of New Paltz, New York, right off of Main Street. And the website is chbodrums.com. Please come by, hang out. We have a lot of fun there. And you might even find some goodies that you want or you can share with your friends. And the big thing is, thank you, Rick, for having me.
It's been a pleasure. It's been nothing more than a pleasure, and we'll have you back soon. We're going to keep things moving forward. Chris Bowman, our guest. And again, check out for vintage drums, cymbals, gongs, unique creative designs. Chris, do you make your own drums?
I do at times when I'm in the mood.
Nice.
There you go.
It's not easy to make a round piece of wood.
There you go.
Chris Bowman, our guest. Go visit him in New Paltz, and all your drum needs are there. They got drum keys, heads, sticks, and djembes. They got it all. This is the Up and Running Morning Show. I'm Rick. We'll be right back after this.
Hi, this is Andy Gladding.